You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Coinstar's Redbox is raising its DVD rental fees just as its larger rival Netflix did. But Chicago-based Redbox is hoping for better results. We are talking with Tom Layson, president of New Media Solutions and NewMediaSolutions.tv in Seattle. Tom, thanks for joining us today.
Great to be here, Chris and Sherman, as always.
Now, the increase in the overnight rental fees is 20 cents, but that's still a 20% increase. Is this going to cause the kind of problems for Redbox that we saw for Netflix?
Well, one of the interesting things that Redbox did that Netflix did not is they did a little market testing. Redbox went out into the world and decided to raise prices by 20% in a few of its key markets and found that they really didn't lose that much of their customer base. Yes, there was some slippage, but at the end of the day, it wasn't a catastrophic drop-off like Netflix saw. I think primarily because Netflix kind of sprung it on its subscriber base as opposed to doing a little testing, listening to the customer, and seeing where their pricing power maybe really was.
So it was the manner in which it was handled more so than the actual details of the deal.
I wouldn't go that far. I think people are very price conscious and price sensitive right now, but I would have to say that it was insult added to injury. A price hike is never good. It's awfully hard to pass costs on to the consumer right now in a substantial way. Some companies have more pricing power than others, of course, but at the end of the day, Netflix is optional. It is discretionary spending. It is entertainment. And then when you take that and combine it with the way that it was managed, I think those two things combined for the massive loss of subscribers they had.
Redbox has a little over a third of the market here. Does this give it an opportunity to make some inroads?
Absolutely. Sampling is taking place right now. Coinstar has seen some of those 800,000 customers that Netflix lost come over and give them a try. It certainly has an impact on Coinstar's ability to pick up market share. In fact, Redbox actually exceeded Netflix market share some time ago. And it'll be interesting to see what, if any, price effect this price increase has. But, it certainly does play into Coinstar and Redbox's favor that Netflix stumbled a little.
Is Redbox in a position to expand its markets in any sense, I suppose, by putting out more Redboxes out there?
I think so. There's always, you kind of get into the Starbucks question at that point. You know, how many street corners can you have one on and have each one of your locations still be profitable and still justify the expense of operating the machines? I think big picture, though, if you really kind of want to talk philosophically a little bit, Chris and Sherman, I think the interesting thing about Redbox is this. Coinstar already went through the process of changing its business model. Its original idea, and a brilliant one, was having people pay them to count their money, which I think is the paperclip of the vending industry, if you will. So they've changed once over to the Redbox model, and I think ultimately they're going to find themselves having to change again, because I think, and I've said this for a while, and I'm probably a little early, but I think over time and ultimately the days of hard media, in other words, taking something that you hold in your hand and put it in your DVD player or plug in somewhere, are on their way out.
So how does Redbox, Coinstar Redbox, go about changing into a streaming media without incurring enormous cost?
Well, that's the thing. I think ultimately they're going to have to find a partnership. I think ultimately they're going to end up having to take the brand that they've built and merge it and combine it with somebody who's got the backbone and the technology to allow them to move into a file-based service model. How that goes about happening, I am not sure. I would my guess is that these are private conversations that have probably been happening at Redbox Coinstar for some time. And I think that's going to obviously be their next big hurdle. For now, though, their revenues are up 90% in the third quarter. People like going to the Walmart, popping $1.20 now into the machine to get their DVD. But ultimately, 5 years from now, I always think things are going to happen sooner than they do. So maybe it's 10 years from now. I certainly think that they're going to have to change.
All right. Sometimes it feels like 10 minutes from now. Tom, thanks so much. Tom Layson is president of New Media Solutions and NewMediaSolutions.tv in Seattle.